It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Another day, another strike in Athens, and again, all eyes are on Greek debt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Taxi drivers and tax assessors are off the job today in Greece. They are angry, like most Greeks are, about tax hikes that they say hurt the most vulnerable. But the hike in taxes is one part of the measures to raise money and prevent the country from defaulting on its debt. The unrest and uncertainty are driving fears that the European debt crisis will spread. Jane Foley is senior currency strategist at Rabobank International, and she's with us now from London. Good morning, Jane.
Hi there.
We've known about the problems in Greece for a long, long time now. Why does now seem like a turning point for the health of the country?
Well, it's really intensified over in the Eurozone. Not only is the ECB, the European Central Bank, been drawn into the crisis because we've had a resignation by their chief economist, and that was, we think, because he disagreed with them buying Eurozone distressed debt. Now, without that, the whole crisis could really accentuate very, very fast indeed. But not only that, there is speculation now that Greece could be on the brink of defaulting. We've known that for a while, but Germany, perhaps, is preparing for such an event. Now, that's unofficial, but that's what the market's fearing right now.
Is the global economy ready, Jane, for a Greek default?
Absolutely not. I think we've drawn from the experience of Lehman that we really don't know how far the tentacles of such a default could really be pushed. For instance, we don't necessarily know who owns what. Where are all of these liabilities? Now, people have been trying to work this out for quite a while, and certainly lots of banks have tried to protect themselves over the last few months against such an event. But there is a strong risk that in the banking sector, liquidity could dry up in the way that it did after Lehman, and that could be a negative impact on the global economy.
All right, Jane Foley, senior currency strategist at Rabobank in London. Jane, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Oh, yeah, global shares are much lower right now on the Greek news. French bank stocks are getting battered because of their exposure to Greek debt. Down more than 4.5% right now for the French shares. Wall Street Friday, the Dow fell more than 300 points to close at 10,992. Bank of America's CEO Brian Moynihan speaks to investors today. We could learn more about the bank's reported plans to cut up to 40,000 employees. President Obama will send his $450 billion jobs package to Congress today. The pressure is on for the president to create jobs, just like all the calls to cut spending and reduce the debt. And the fevered pitch, says Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan, is helping the economy tank even more. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So 9+% unemployment, growth that's almost to a crawl, and yet you say economics is not the root of the problem. Why?
Politics are making the economic problems much worse than they have to be. We've got what amounts to economic paralysis in Washington. And as a bonus, this debate in which fanatics on the one hand and incompetents on the other are participating almost got this country to default on its debts, and that whole thing is still destabilizing the world financial system.
All right, but can you really blame politicians completely, Alan? I mean, the crisis came from the mortgage mess and the credit crisis and the banking collapse, all of that, right?
Right, but I'm not blaming politicians for the original problem.
Yeah.
What I'm blaming them for now is the continuing problem, the lack of confidence, and the sense I get for the first time in 40-something years of writing about this stuff that there is not a grown-up in power in Washington. And when stuff hits the fan, which I suspect it will, we're going to have to really hope that someone saves us because the politicians sure aren't going to do it.
You think it's going to get worse, Alan? I mean, we've got what promises to be a pretty contentious battle for this Republican nomination and the 2012 general election coming up itself. So does it get better or does it get worse?
I think it gets worse until after the election, and maybe after the election, whoever is in power will come to their senses and do the obvious things which have been talked about endlessly and begin to fix this problem. But I really do not look forward to this campaign. I've just resigned the Republican Party. I'm hoping to start the grown-up party. Are you willing? You willing to sign up, Steve? You
I
want
love
to be
being
grown-up?
A grown-up. Grown-ups are great.
So I hear.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. Alan, great to have you back.
My pleasure, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. And by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
Today we found out exports of Scotch whiskey from the UK topped $2.8 billion for the first half of this year. That's a 22% increase over the same time last year, despite an economy that's on the rocks. From London, here's the BBC's Kate McGall.
Whiskey accounts for a quarter of Britain's food and drink exports, with around 569 million bottles exported in the first 6 months of this year. Paul Walsh is the chief executive of Diageo, a company that makes around a dozen brands of whiskey. He thinks it's the global appeal of whiskey's high-end image that's kept people drinking throughout the financial crisis, not a collective drowning of economic sorrows.
In many markets around the world, Scotch is seen as combining the wonderful attributes of authenticity, heritage, provenance, together with a lifestyle product. It's something people aspire to.
That seems to be the case for Asia and South America. Exports to emerging markets like Taiwan and Brazil were up by more than half over the year. But the biggest market for premium Scotch whisky is still the US. Shipments have jumped 14% since 2010, despite uncertainty and stalled consumer spending over the same period. A fact the beleaguered UK economy would like to raise a glass to. In London, I'm the BBC's Kate McGough for Marketplace.
And finally, for a couple years now, Newton Lake in suburban Philadelphia has been inundated with mystery donuts and bagels. Nobody knew where the floating food was coming from. But late last week, police caught a man with three trash bags full of donuts, dumping them in the lake. He worked for Dunkin' Donuts, said he was feeding the geese. It doesn't explain where the other trash was coming from, too. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Multitask. Downtime. We use words like that all the time, but do we really know what they mean?
The word boss actually comes from Dutch plantations. A work boss was somebody who was in charge of the overseer of the slaves on the plantation.
That's us, I guess. I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Wage Slaves Glossary. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.